The Wayne Justice's citrus orchard sits on more than 300 acres in Waddell, Arizona, surrounded by new homes, businesses, and the Luke Air Force Base. The constant sound of traffic juxtaposes with the sounds of birds, barking dogs, and a tractor as he handpicks oranges. Justice is a longtime citrus farmer. He grows ruby red grapefruits, Valencia oranges, navel oranges, Mineola tangelos, and lemons.
My family started this property about a little over 80 years ago, and the first citrus was probably planted about 70 years ago. I don't know for sure, but I have a few old white grapefruit trees that are at least 70 years old that are still alive.
A lot has changed since the days in the mid-1950s when the first major crop was planted in his farm.
Maricopa County has lost a large portion of their citrus business due to the economy and also the crazy building that went on for a number of years up here that took a lot of that citrus out for planting houses.
Justice says today there isn't much citrus left in the valley.
There's some spots over in the Mesa area that still has quite a bit, and some of the Indian reservations have quite a bit of citrus now, and the rest of it's all down in the Yuma area. It's a very challenging market. Now, my citrus is all organic, and so it's certified organic and sold as such. Most of the commercial groves out here have taken everything out because they simply couldn't make any money on it.
Kevin Rogers is the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau. He says citrus farmers in Arizona today have to focus on special niches like Justice's organic fruits in order to stay afloat.
They're there and surviving, and even though the numbers are decreased a little bit overall as far as acres of production, they're still going to continue to find that niche market to survive in this economy, because people would rather, you know, purchase locally. They'd rather go to the citrus farm here in Mesa or in Yuma or someplace and buy the crop and actually get to meet the farmer that cultivated and fertilized it and took care of it and harvested it.
That's why Justice sells to farmers markets and community-supported agriculture groups on top of the products that he sends to a Rio Rico packing house. In Yuma, lemons are the leading crop. Rogers says Arizona brings in about $40 million from lemons, making it the number two producer of lemons in the country.
During this time of year, they're loading 747s with lemons and sending them to Japan.
Other citrus products are not as profitable. California and Florida have always been competitors in the citrus supply, but Arizona's biggest competition comes from foreign countries. Justice says in recent years, Arizona's citrus economy has been hit the hardest by Brazil and Mexico, where they ship more citrus because labor and quality inspections are cheaper. The citrus at Justice's farm is hand-picked, and most of the time, it ends up on someone's kitchen table within days of it being picked. Even with an increased interest in organic and locally grown products, Justice says the market is nowhere near where it was before.
It is not as good a program as it was 30, 40 years ago. Citrus at that time was a very productive crop, and you did make very good money on it.
He says most of the time, the money he makes is just to cover the cost of production and labor. So why do this for a living?
Yeah, it's a tremendous lot of time and energy, a lot of hard work, and in many cases, not a lot of financial rewards. And I guess, you know, you do it because you like the fact that you're creating something. You know, that's the product of your toil. This kind of operation, it becomes a part of you. It's in your blood.